establish re. I think we should. There is so much work that needs to be done when we talk about community engagement. We can go into so many different directions. Initially, we talked about doing presentations with the board in regards to the redesign of our system, the hospital, the new emergency center. We did a presentation at, Grand Avenue Club, right? The participation was not that great, but I do want us to continue to talk about how do we go out and educate the community about what the board is doing to raise the board profile. But I think we need three major projects. I would say projects to work on for 2022 instead of going into so many different directions. So I'm going to put that up for discussion. I think one is to develop the advisory committee. The other one is that how do we raise the profile of the board and the changes that's happening within Milwaukee County with the emergency center and that, and then maybe another, or maybe those two should be the main ones that we work on for 2022. So if we can have a discussion about that. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I have definitely have some thoughts around that. It's become very obvious to me that community as a whole doesn't know who the mental health board is, and it was apparent when Mr. Roman spoke to the board at the board meeting the other day and referred to us as the mental health task force versus the mental health board. So that was a sad state of affairs. So that occurred. When the event occurred for the mental health emergency center, there were some articles done, and there was one article where all the politicians in the audience were listed by name, and the acting secretary was listed, and so on and so forth. But not one board member from the mental health board was listed as being there in the audience. People don't know about the mental health board. On the website, the county board, I believe their pictures are updated every year. I think there's some consistency on their pictures. I'm not meaning to nitpick, but our stuff is kind of hodgepodge. I made a change of my title earlier this year. That was never changed. But people just don't even know who the mental health board is, what we've done, and it's been 7 years. So I guess, we've done a bit of work. You know, we've put ourselves and our signature on the line and made some big decisions as a voluntary board. And hello, who are we?
No, you're absolutely correct. And I think that should be one of the primary things that we work on for next year. And I keep saying next year because we're in November already. That how do we raise the profile of the board, as well as the work that's being done with BHD. But again, of the work that's being done in the community around the redesign. I noticed that when even in the news or whatever, when we talk about mental health or maybe redesign, it's either the county supervisors or Milwaukee County per se, like everything is just out here, instead of funneling it down. And so we have to determine how to increase that profile with community, because that's community engagement. And I'm just going to have Kate just kind of chime in as well, because I know she has worked with grassroots communities as well. I have charged Kate with reaching out to Kane Communication to find out what platforms they're using on a regular to get the message out to the community about our listening sessions, about what we're doing. So I think we really have to work hard on how we're going to define that mission to get the message out overall. And when I say community, I know that Mary uses stakeholders, but I just want to be clear that when I say community, I mean community, the community, the people that live in the community that we're talking to, family members and people of that nature. So any thoughts on that, Kate?
Yeah, I think that it'll be important for me to understand Kane Communications' role in all of this. And you know, I wouldn't want to duplicate efforts, but it sounds right. Like there's potentially some gaps there. And hearing what you're all talking about in terms of raising the profile of the board specifically, my mind goes to, okay, why? You know, why is that important? And hearing what you're saying about community members and stakeholders of all different types of groups, not knowing about the redesign and the mental health emergency center, that's, you know, that there is a huge gap there in public awareness. So, you know, I would want to understand what the deliverables are for the communications team. I'd want to look at DHHS social media policies, you know, communication strategies. I just, you know, I guess I'm curious to know what is being done and then what the potential opportunities are to take on some new projects and initiatives with public relations and community engagement.
Absolutely. And even with that being said, so again, we initially started is that we have several tasks that we're working on. Should we just look at, again, just working on the two tasks, is the advisory committee raising the profile of not only BHD, but the board members and the redesign as well, how to do that and put a timetable on that as well. Do we add in something else right now, or do we work on these two initiatives? I call them initiatives. My mindset is to work on these because I think it's a lot of heavy lifting that we'll have to do and a lot of work behind it, because I know just doing the presentation at the Grand Avenue Club, that was quite, there was a lot of manpower that even went into it.
We have to realize that Kate has the whole rest of the board to work with.
Right. So I have to remember that. I have to remember that as well. But I'm thinking that, so is there any thought process with anything else that we might want to address for the as we go into 2022, or maybe take things as they come? But I think these are two initiatives that's going to be quite important as we start opening and closing and changing and doing all the heavy lifting that needs to be done. And the only person that's part of the committee that's on here now. Any other thoughts from anyone that's joining us today in the Zoom? All right, everyone is quite quiet today. All right. So I say that we move forward. I would like to move forward with the two initiatives, and at least we'll have something in writing in regards to the vision for the community advisory committee as we move forward, something written up. But then some work that, so at our next meeting, that we can come back and talk about what Kane has done or what platforms and what their scope is and how we can just work in between their scope and some initiatives that we can put together as well as we move forward with, because both of them work together, putting together the community advisory committee as well as raising profiles and getting the message out to the community. Is there something that I'm missing? Because I think they are both interconnected.
after hearing board member Neubauer's perspective on the task force being confused with the board, can someone clearly define the two?
Sure. The Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force is an organization, is a group, is a, it's not even a, it's a compilation, it's a group of individuals that come together monthly that's made up of agencies, individuals, institutions that work on advocacy, organizing around mental health and substance use. They run a yearly membership campaign. People pay a membership fee to belong, either in-
Go ahead, man.
Or at, I'm hearing music. Oh. Or as an organization, and we do legislative stuff, and the Mental Health Task Force has a designated seat on the Mental Health Board, and that is the seat that I have on the Mental Health Board. So that is the Mental Health Task Force. And the Mental Health Board is a board that was developed and designated by state statute, and it used to be the responsibility of the county board supervisors to make these decisions for the behavioral health division, and that changed in 2014. Is that?
Yeah, that was a great explanation. The reason why I asked was because if the objective is to increase the profile, then maybe increasing the profile through Kane Communications or whatever organization will do it will work better when they can see the type of work that you all are doing, and that there's a way to intentionally highlight those wins. So if there's something like, for example, you're in a meeting and they need to see a presence from the board, presence from politicians, a presence for, you know, elected officials, it makes more sense to be able to define exactly what the board does and what those objectives are, but to also build that into some type of campaign. So I know for me, I'm probably one of the newer individuals understanding how the systems inner work. And it took me a little bit of time to learn how to navigate the website. It's not the easiest thing to navigate, but understanding that, you know, I've been privileged to some conversations and been in some rooms where we talk about service providers, when we talk about no wrong door, when we talk about county task force versus county board, we have to just do a better job as the county as a whole of defining what are the roles for each of these entities, who are the key stakeholders of these entities, and what type of objective they meet. So if I go to the state website, I can see a legislator, and I can see that this is what this legislator voted on, and I can see that this legislator is specifically interested in this type of initiative. I believe that may be helpful in raising the profile of the board.
Well, then you can help. Then you can help us as we move forward with that. And you're absolutely right. And how do we do this? And how do we engage the community again? And I think it's important, even with the redesign overall, the mental health redesign, we have to be more intentional and deliberate with what we do. Okay. So I'm thinking of those two things. So we need to, as a committee, work on that for 2022. So I'm thinking those two initiatives are the most important, and then we will follow up with anything else that may come on the agenda. Maybe we can have Kane come to the next meeting. Let's hear what Mike has to say. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks. I just wanted to just make a comment here that we have a lot of change management over the next 6 months, a lot to communicate. So as we move forward with the opening of the Mental Health Emergency Center, the Granite Hills, so many exciting things that we're working on with our whole continuum of crisis care. We've had a pretty successful 2 years or so as far as media and whatnot. So I would just call out the fact that I know it's not perfect, and we could certainly do, you know, make improved effort, but there are significant examples over the past 2 years where there's positive press, calling out the Mental Health Board as being behind this, noting it. And I think we just need to continue to just expand that scope and hopefully identify outlets that get that information closer to the people that we serve. Right. You know, again, not everybody reads the Journal Sentinel. We know that. Not everybody reads the Wisconsin Health News. And I think that's always been elusive for us, is getting connected to those community resources that are closer to the average person who lives in Milwaukee County. And so I just would want to call it out that I think that's an important sort of market analysis or target audience analysis. Like, how do we get the information to the right people? And it's been elusive for us. And in the work I've done with the city, trying to collaborate on prevention and awareness for substance use, there's so many different efforts and initiatives that sometimes I think that adds to people's confusion because they see an article about this new program and they don't understand who's running it or doing it or whatever. So just to call out that if we could figure out who our, you know, top 10 potential outlets would be and then make sure they all get the same information and make that information readily available, you know, to the point that was made earlier, our website isn't perfect. The platform is a challenge that we operate on. But it's a much improved website for those of you who've used the website 5 years ago. I think we've come a long way. So I just, again, it's always continuous quality improvement. And that's what we're after here around community engagement as well. So.
No, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mike. And I think that's one area that you're absolutely right. We have to really be intentional and define what they are. And again, I know Kate, and I'll talk to Kate again, is that working with Public Allies for as long as she did, they were in the community. They did the grassroots of getting the word out in regards to what Public Allies is. And I think probably us just trying to define who we can put out there to do presentations, not just at fairs, you know, handing out information, but what can we do in a deliberate way to, again, just like Kane Communication did a great job with the slide deck and the video. We need to get that out into the community as much as possible to have somebody talk about that. And how do we do this in this age of COVID and Zoom and not in person, but in person and all of that. So we just have to really just map out some of these things and how we can make them happen. Did you have another comment at all, Mike? Oh, you're on.
I believe this was relevant to the discussion as well. So just an anecdote, because I am part of the neighborhood association where I live in Washington Heights. I have a login for Nextdoor. So Nextdoor is just another platform where neighbors communicate. Because I'm active in a number of areas, I always have my Nextdoor feed. It covers my neighborhood on the north side and a few adjacent neighborhoods. There was a post on Friday by a gentleman saying, I'm really having a hard time with mental health issues. I can't leave the house. I really need help. And there were about 100 responses, shockingly positive and amazingly positive. I was really enthusiastic about the neighbors and how they responded. But no less than 20 of them, people I don't know, gave the 415-257-7222 line as a way to get help. And it said that they had used that crisis line themselves and directed this individual to make that call. A number of people gave out the MHA line. A couple people posted the NPSL line for suicide prevention. I'm just making the point that on that sort of random sample, and just as an anecdote, more people than I would have guessed gave our line and our information, and they got that from somewhere. So I would just point out that we've made some progress, and our work will never be done, but that even that Nextdoor forum for people who use that website, seeing all of those people calling out Milwaukee County, a number of people posted the CARS access number, a number of people posted the website link to access adult services. So I think we've had some successes. We may not, you know, again, we have always have a long way to go, but somebody is getting the message, and we have to figure out a way to continue to expand that message every chance we get. My feeling is that testimonials of the people who've used our services with positive results will be the most effective way for the word to spread. So if somebody who has a trusted circle of friends becomes a spokesperson or can say, hey, I had this really positive experience, to me, that is the way we will build trust and awareness of the services. And I just think that has to be a big part of any campaign that we move forward as we work towards a higher level of community engagement. So that's right. Just comments.
No, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate that. And then maybe we can look at working with various organizations as well as the aldermen and hosting workshops and give us the visibility that we need. And then we can have the community come out and say, I tried this and it worked, or I tried this and it didn't work. But then at least we can expand our what we're doing, our circle of influence. So maybe getting our aldermen involved in hosting presentations and sessions. And I don't know if the board may be up for it, but having more of the board members out in the community. I think Mary talked about that at one point as well. So any other discussion? All right. All right, let's move to item